How Swami Kriyananda Worked with People. It is not easy these days to find models of righteous leadership. We see plenty of negative examples, but few that truly inspire us. I thought it would be helpful to write about Swami Kriyananda, the most uplifting example of leadership that I've ever encountered. Not only did he teach principles of good leadership, but more importantly, he modeled them in his own life. Here are some of the key points he shared. Focus on principles. Swami was very clear about the ultimate purpose of life: to achieve self-realization personally and to help others do the same. When working with people, he always guided them toward the appropriate next step in expanding their consciousness. But he also recognized that every person was different. One time, after a Kriya initiation, during which he had blessed each person individually, he told us, "I had an amazing experience. As I blessed each person, I could see his unique pathway to God, and everyone was different." Next, work with each individual as they need. For me, I think it was true for many of the men. He mainly guided me by working on projects. We would often talk over community decisions, and he would offer advice on how to accomplish something. At first, I thought he was talking about the project, but later I realized the advice was usually his way of helping me change my attitudes. One time he corrected me strongly because I was blocking a project that I was sure would fail. He said, "Let him try, even if he doesn't succeed. That's the way he will learn and grow." But he was also saying, "Each person has to play out his own karma. Don't be too eager to interfere." Next, be patient. He rarely gave personal advice until he thought the person was ready to accept it. There was a woman at Ananda Village who drove everyone crazy by being bossy and critical. One time, our son, about 7 years old at the time, came home crying and asked us, "Who made her the boss of the world?" After many complaints, Swami finally said, "I'll talk to her." We all waited expectantly for the details of how he had told her off. We found out, though, that he had simply invited her to dinner and praised her for her high energy. He knew she was too fragile to hear criticism. On the other hand, for those who were ready, he could be very direct. If we were dedicated to finding God and serving the mission of the Masters, he didn't hold back. Often he gave us advice or assignments that were quite untimely. He sent Devi and me, along with our young son, first to San Francisco and later to Italy, even though it was very disruptive to our family life. When we asked him about the effect on our son, he said, "He chose you as parents. When you serve selflessly, he also reaps the benefit." And then finally, help everyone. Swamiji not only helped his friends, but often went out of his way to comfort strangers. One time he bought an expensive massage table for a young man he'd met for the first time. The man burst into tears. "I grew up on the streets as an orphan," he said, "having always to defend for myself. The one thing I have always yearned for was the love of a father. Today I felt it for the first time in my life." How we work with others is an indication of how we work with ourselves. We can apply these principles to our own lives. Here are some points. Always make major decisions in attunement with your highest principles. Secondly, work with different parts of yourself as if they were individuals. Be firm with those habits and attitudes where you're ready and willing to grow. Be patient with yourself in areas where you still have heavy resistance to changing. If you keep making a spiritual effort, the resistance will eventually fall away. And finally, help everyone, including strangers. Every great religion has some version of this advice: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In Divine Friendship, Nyaswami Jyotish. So, my friends, this is a very important and interesting aspect of life. How we work with others is an indication also, as I wrote in the blog, of how we work with ourselves. Sometimes we have to be very firm, and other times we have to be much softer. I read recently a very interesting passage from Autobiography of a Yogi, where Master talked about the difference between him and Sri Yukteswar. Here's a quote. This is Sri Yukteswar talking. "I am hard on those who come for my training," he admitted to me. "That is my way. Take it or leave it. I will never compromise. But you will be much kinder to your disciples. That is your way. I try to purify only in the fires of severity, searing beyond the average toleration. The gentle approach of love is also transfiguring. The inflexible and the yielding methods are equally effective if applied with wisdom. You will go to foreign lands where blunt assaults on the ego are not appreciated. A teacher could not spread India's message in the West without an ample fund of accommodative patience and forbearance." End quote. Then Master adds, "I refuse to state the amount of truth I later came to find in Master's words." So the stern and the unyielding, we both have to have both of those. We all have to have both of those methods in our quiver of how to work with others and how to work with ourselves. But we have to look to see whether the window is open to use more direct methods. If it isn't, then we have to either gently help a person to open the window, or we have to wait. Sometimes Swami waited for years. We have to wait until a person is ready to hear advice. Another method Swamiji often used was to talk in satsangs or classes about certain attitudes or principles, and sometimes he would be talking directly to a person about some quality that they either needed to leave behind or to develop. But when he did that, he rarely looked directly at that person. He would look at someone else. For instance, if he was talking about the need not to be angry when you're upset or frustrated, he might look at somebody that he knew was very calm and centered and rarely got angry, and he might be looking at them, talking about the need to always be calm and centered and not to get angry and not to get frustrated, and certainly not to express that toward other people, when in fact he was really talking to somebody else in the audience who he wasn't looking at. And that allowed the person that he was truly addressing to say, yes, yes, people shouldn't get angry, and affirm that in themselves. Whereas if he would have addressed them or corrected them directly, if they weren't ready to hear it, they would just get defensive. Oh, I never get angry. I'm never frustrated. I'm always calm and centered. And it wouldn't have gone anywhere. And furthermore, he said, if you address something too soon, and a person says no to your advice, then you have to work twice as hard to give the proper advice in the future, because they've already committed themselves to blocking that. So, my friends, working with ourselves, working with other people, is a constant challenge, but it is one of the great, adventures of this life, and one of the things that God has given us as a tool for learning, both about ourselves and about the world at large. God bless you.